second game against Syracuse goes a lot better than last night. You guys get 3 points out of a possible four. How great is it to get that victory over Syracuse today?
Yeah, it's great. That's huge. I mean, not only for me, I mean, personally, I love it because my whole team, but I thought the effort was full 60 by everybody. So it was a good team effort today. And even yesterday was a great effort by everybody too. And, goes out in a shootout and go either way.
Guys like McCarron and Mete yesterday in the locker room were talking about how this team needed to get more greasy goals in order to get points up on the board. Do you feel you guys did that today against Syracuse?
Yeah, I mean, we just got some pucks to the net and had guys going to the net. I think that third one especially, it's a good shot. And guy driving backside and buries a rebound. So just that execution when you get the opportunity to put it in, that's what we've been doing.
You guys didn't allow a lot of shots from Syracuse in this contest. You made it a little easier for Etienne Marcoux in goal. But defensively, what do you think you guys were doing so well up on backtracking, or even from a forward standpoint, that ensured that Syracuse didn't have as many shots on goal today?
I mean, I think, first of all, it starts with their D. They were cutting guys off before they could even get in the zone. And I don't think they really entered the zone with the puck that much under control. So, and then once the puck was loose, we were hopping on it, guys were talking, guys were making good passes, good plays to get it out. So we didn't spend much time there. When we did, I thought we had really good sticks, just taking away lanes and taking away all the guys. So everyone was just executing on their assignments.
And on the power play, we know we ask a lot of questions about how that hasn't necessarily gone that well, but on the penalty kill over the weekend, you guys were doing really well. I think you guys a lot of power play from the best team on the power play in the AHL. How did you feel it was for you guys, and what adjustments did you have to make coming into the weekend so you could ensure that they wouldn't get all those goals?
Yeah, we just had a good meeting about what we needed to do, what we were doing different the last 10, 15 games compared to the first 10 games where we were solid, we weren't giving up anything. So, block shots were huge. I think you saw Lane last game. He had a massive block shot coming out, getting it big in the lane. So not only 5-on-4, but 5-on-5, we had a lot of good block shots. So I think that goes a long way. Guys are getting excited for it on the bench.
And then right at the end of the game,